com.
You cannot sit there and pretend that you're just going to get the thing you want while they continue to move towards the program that they've been chasing. There is no right to enrich. We do not recognize a right to enrich. There is no daylight between us with respect to what we want to achieve at this point.
Wow, that's the Secretary of State, John Kerry. You hear that? No daylight between the U.S. and others. So now the let's make a deal happened. 3 decades of nothing, nada, no way. And suddenly there is a nuke deal with the most hated country on our list, or one of them, certainly. So what moved the needle in what was seemingly unmovable? Is this a real opportunity or a ruse? It is historic. There's no doubt about it. Iran and 6 world powers together on the nuclear program. What ultimately will happen? What's next? Sanctions are lifted. Money's unfrozen. The Iranians are happy. What guarantee do we get that there is no nuclear or uranium enrichment that will lead to a nuclear weapon? Benjamin Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, says this is a disaster. He calls it being on the wrong side of history. So now there's 6 months. Both sides have 6 months to find out if this really is a breakthrough. That's the preliminary agreement that was hammered out in Geneva, Switzerland, by Iran and the five permanent members of the UN Security Council, plus Germany. President Hassan Rouhani said there are a lot of things, regrettably, that we still have to work on. Can they make this relationship work? Can this move forward and really mean success? Or is it just a way for Iran to get their assets unfrozen? And with this wicked unemployment that they're feeling, turn things back around? What happens in the end? In fact, Rouhani took it a step further. He said Iran's insistence that it never sought nuclear weapons will be vindicated because of this, and says that notion will go down as a historic joke, a historical joke. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah al-Khamenei, very distrustful of the West, seemed pleased, he said. So this could be the basis of actions in the future. The president jumped on the tube to announce the deal as a success, saying that it includes substantial limitations that will help prevent Iran from creating nuclear weapons. But Benjamin Netanyahu is very, very distrustful of this deal. He says it's a historic mistake. He says for decades he's listened to Iranian leaders threaten the Jewish state. One even saying it should be wiped off the map. That would be the nutball Ahmadinejad. During the negotiations in Geneva, Khamenei responded to Netanyahu by saying Israeli officials cannot be called humans, and referred to Netanyahu as the rabid dog of the region. So with the sanctions working, Netanyahu wanted to see things tightened up, not loosened, until Iran shut down its nuclear capability. Tehran claims it's only going to use it for peaceful purposes. So is this a huge mistake or not? Was this the right olive branch to extend? Senator Saxby Chambliss had this to say about Iran and says that the deal ultimately doesn't mean it puts a stop to anything nuclear.
Nothing in the details that I have seen thus far of the final deal, nothing in what Secretary Kerry just said moves us in the direction of preventing Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. We've trusted the Iranians before, just like the North Koreans on nuclear issues, and what have we gotten for it?
All right, so safer, not safer, just a stupid deal in trying to come up with something. British Prime Minister David Cameron said Iran will still feel the pressure of sanctions. Washington is skeptical. Chambliss isn't the only one. In fact, bipartisan-wise, there's cooperation from the Democrats and the Republicans. They agree. They don't think that this is going to work at all, and they don't trust Iran, mostly because there are no weapons inspectors on the grounds, but yet they're not in Tehran, but yet the sanctions have already been lifted. Now, here's the deal. If things go south in this deal, all options are still on the table. They could still strike Iran's nuclear facilities. Weren't we just talking about that 7 months ago? So we'll see what happens. The final round of negotiations in Geneva went for 4 days, but they started months ago in secrecy after Rouhani replaced Ahmadinejad as the president earlier in the year. Because remember, Ahmadinejad just slammed the United States at every turn and twist, and Israel. And he slammed economic sanctions and pushed for nuclear technology for the advancement. So Rouhani is a little bit different. But will it make a difference in the end? Or is it just a ruse? Is it just a disaster? I say, eyes wide open, baby, on this one. Eyes wide open. They needed to have those sanctions lifted. Rouhani knew that. He got it done. Let's see what they really do with their nuclear capabilities. Hey, coming up here on America Tonight, we can count by the numbers. Boy, and there were a lot of interesting numbers over the weekend that we'll talk about in our next segment. Coming up on this week of America Tonight, we have the biggest turkeys of the year in sports, politics, business, anything, life. Who you think the biggest turkeys are of all. Plus, we also have a holiday version of Nail the Score on our Tuesday show, Tuesday into Wednesday show in the third hour for a couple of segments. If anyone's around, we'll make sure we get you in. Or you can email the show. It only happens in the last two segments, and that's the only time it counts. It wouldn't be fair to everybody else who stays up late to talk to us. And maybe we'll have a winner, because it is, after all, a Thanksgiving week. A lot of people take the whole week off, even 2 weeks, and stretch it. Some people at least have a few days to spend with family. Let's hope the weather holds up, because in some places they're predicting freezing rain, sleet, ice, snow. And you got 43 million plus on the roads, and how many in the air? It's crazy. Biggest travel day of all, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. We can count round the bend.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs understands the importance of supplementing with glucosamine and chondroitin for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends GlucoGel from Youngevity.
Get on the Glucogel caps from Youngevity. They're a great way to treat arthritis and any kind of joint issues. And oh, by the way, glucosamine is great for helping support the vascular system, the blood vessel system too. So you'll get multiple benefits from the Glucogel caps. You'll be able to treat your arthritis and joints, as well as your the circulatory system. And also, the Glucogel caps can help prevent wrinkles. The Glucogel caps support collagen synthesis.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your joint, circulatory system, and skin health by ordering GlucoGel from Youngevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Blah, 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 loud as can be next to you when you're buying groceries or clothes or pumping gas because they're on their cell phone talking loudly. Look out if you fly because cell phone calls, texting, and other mobile services are going to be allowed when planes are flying above 10,000 feet, not takeoff and not landing. Oh, thank goodness. But the FCC is saying it's probably going to become a reality. They're going to equip planes with special antennas approved by the FAA before passengers could start talking, so they have to have that, but they say there shouldn't be any problem with it. Remember, for years they've banned cell phones on planes, using them during the flight anyway. Now they're lifting the ban. They were considering it in 2004, but then they ditched it 3 years later. They thought that the technical information was insufficient to determine whether the wireless use on the planes was affecting the planes, was affecting the computers on the planes, which, you know, planes now are computers, right? So the fear was for public safety. They're going to talk about this on December 12th. That's when they have a big meeting. They're going to have public comments. And they could have a vote on a final rule before then they will, before it takes place. But the thought is it probably happens. Ugh, my oh my. Ugh. The reason I say that is because, listen, a quick phone call, an emergency, any of that kind of stuff, I get it. Especially when people are waiting for you on the other side, but texting would be so much better. The problem is if you have enough people on a flight that like to talk, you're going to be hearing their conversation. There's no way around it. And if you have a lot of people that like to talk, it'll be like being at a crowded restaurant, which I hate, when you can't even hear yourself think and you're screaming to the person next to you because it just gets loud when that many people are talking. One of the cool things to me about flying is it's usually pretty quiet unless you get a screaming child or somebody suddenly decides to be a bully. and something breaks out on the flight, but usually not too much talking. You can actually sleep or relax. Now, with everybody talking, I think it'll be disastrous. They did do a survey, Delta Airlines did it back in 2012. 64% of the passengers said the ability to make phone calls, in-flight calls, would have a negative impact on their onboard experience. So they agree with me, some of them anyway. The Obama administration is going to extend the deadline for people to sign up for health coverage that starts on January 1st. From December 15th to December 23rd, this is all after the healthcare.gov's problem rollout. It'll give people, they say, more time to sign up for coverage that starts at the beginning of 2014. They say they realize that many consumers who are looking for coverage in January may have experienced frustration with the site. The extension allows them to review the plan options, talk with their families, and enroll in a plan. They think that a six-month-long open enrollment window is a significant amount of time for consumers to get the information, understand the plans, and make the decision that is right for them. The big if is, can they get through? Easy to make jokes about it, but in reality, the truth is, if you check, you do spot checks, it's tough. It depends. Sometimes you could maybe get through and sometimes you can't. Usually you have more time, more of a hard time getting through. I've tried it 3 times and I have never gotten on. I've had other people try it for me. 1 person out of 4 has gotten on twice. So we know that there's problems with it. It's not even supposed to be, quotes, fixed, ready to go again until the end of November. How much would you pay for Annie Oakley's shotgun? Do you know that it sold for $293,000 at an auction? I mean, granted, she's a pretty big sharp shooter back in her day, but it sold in Dallas for that amount of money. 16-gauge Parker Brothers Hammer shotgun. Somebody bought it over the telephone. Now, sometimes they sell it that way. Got a bunch of documents to make sure it was authentic. Anything to make sure. Born in 1860, Oakley, as you all know, was performing as a sharpshooter with the famous Buffalo Bills Wild West show alongside Sitting Bull. And she was pretty renowned for her prowess with the old rifle. I'd say that's a, I don't know what they paid for it originally, but it seems like it'd be a pretty good price to me. Seems like a lot, right, for that shotgun, although it is a piece of history. That makes a difference. So whoever walks away with it, they can say they have Annie Oakley's gun. How many people can say that? We're talking about numbers here on We Can Count, and as we crisscross to a couple of different things, we don't do too much pop culture. In fact, we do how much politics versus pop culture. But just worth mentioning, because when I was flipping through, I happened to see it. Taylor Swift wins again at the American Music Awards. She's 23 years old, and she has won 13 times. Wow, 13 times. And she gets criticized apparently because she writes a lot of breakup types of songs. And she defended it. She said, if you voted for this, then we are heartbroken in the same way. We fall in love the same way. We're happy in the same way. And if you listen to this, we're on the same page. All right, she said 13 was a lucky number, so there you go, for what it's worth. A lot of people actually probably watch the American Music Awards. Anyone who's a millennial, anyway, people who are really into music will flip through that kind of stuff, and there's always the oddity of Miley Cyrus, who was on stage wearing a leotard dotted with kittens and sang Wrecking Ball, while there was a giant kitten above her lip syncing on the background in the background and crying at the same time. I don't know. I don't get it. But there you go. There's my ode to pop culture. I do like music. I do. And there is a weird thing, a gender gap, I think, with music, with men and women. We could even do a thing, contest on this show, and it would prove it out. I hate to say it, but I guarantee more men would know more cuts on more albums and more music that's just been released and who sings it and all that sort of stuff than any of the females in the audience would know. Now, I guarantee there's somebody listening to me that's probably saying, yeah, right. But it's true. I think it's true. I think men are just better at the details of music than women are. But maybe you were watching the American Music Awards and you have a much different take on it than I do. All right, this is a cool story. I'm going to end on this quickly. How about if you hadn't met your mother in 30 years? How about if you were adopted and you had a great life and all of that, but then you wanted to know who your birth mother was or who your parents were? And I happened to come across a story on one of the sites that I went to, might have been CNN or Fox or someone, where a mother and a long, long, long lost son finally got a chance to meet after 30 years. Can you imagine what you'd have to ask after 30 years? This was a woman in Wisconsin, and they're spending a couple days, I guess, in San Diego. It was a wild, emotional, kind of heightened experience for both of them. They met since her estranged husband took the son. See, this is different than an adoption thing. Took the son away to Mexico 3 decades ago. So the mother speaks only English, and the son speaks only Spanish. David Barrick's father took him across the border at age 2 from Chicago. So his mother only knew him as a tiny, tiny boy, still biting his nails. The mother, now 60, the son, 37, met at the airport, embraced, hugged. First time that they had seen each other in over 30 years. Wow. And, of course, the cameras were there to capture some of it. That is wild. That's a long time to go from a little boy to see your son as a grown man. Crazy story. Stay with us. Much more to come. We're booting it to the other side here in America Tonight.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I had very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough off to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Of the book called Rose Sharamy and the JFK Assassination. His name is Todd Elliott, and of course it's a rose by many other names is the first part of that. And we're talking about 50 years later after the assassination of JFK, and we're looking at this from all angles. 24% of Americans believe Lee Harvey Oswald single-handedly killed the president, and almost 60% believe more than one person was involved. So Todd is joining us to share some of his evidence of a conspiracy and explain what Rose's role is in all of that we're starting to hear. Todd, first of all, thanks for jumping on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here with you.
So tell us about Rose and what role she plays in this conspiracy.
Well, Rose Sharamy is what I like to call the first, she's the first JFK assassination conspiracy theorist. And she actually believed in a conspiracy to kill the president while the president was still alive. And she was a drug courier and a prostitute who worked for Jack Ruby, of course, the man who assassinated Lee Harvey Oswald in Dallas. Rose was actually picked up in Eunice, Louisiana, which I've also dubbed the birthplace of the JFK conspiracy theory. And she told Louisiana State Trooper and other law enforcement officials and medical personnel at the Eunice Musa Hospital on November 20th, 1963. She told these people on Wednesday that she had been traveling from Miami through Louisiana with two men who were on their way to kill Kennedy in Dallas on Friday. And this is kind of like the prequel to the JFK assassination. What's interesting, though, is she doesn't show up in the Warren Commission report when it first was released. But during the House Select Committee on Assassinations of the 95th Congress in March 1978 and 79, she appears sort of in the sequel to the Warren Commission report. But she still remains a very mysterious kind of shady figure. And for 50 years, she's just been a footnote to the Kennedy assassination. She was the first person to provide some sort of foreknowledge, the first indication that we had of foreknowledge. And she was the first person to tie Lee Harvey Oswald together and Lee Harvey Oswald and Jack Ruby together on the Monday that Oswald was buried and President Kennedy was buried. They were both buried on Monday following the assassination. And that's when the first non-publicized investigation into the murder of the president occurred. And it was done by two state troopers from Louisiana, along with this woman, Rose Sheremy. Now, after she was picked up on Wednesday, November 20th, 1963, and it's a good place to start doing your own research and for mainstream America to get into the conspiracy theories or the assassination, true facts and history of it all. Oliver Stone actually started his film, JFK, with the first dramatized sequence of that film is Rose Sheremy. He shows a woman being thrown out of a moving vehicle, and it shows her in the hospital in Eunice telling doctors and nurses and law enforcement personnel that these men that she was traveling with were on their way to kill Kennedy on Friday. And from there, she went to the Eunice jail, and she was held there for a little while. And she was obviously, they thought she was, no one believed her. They thought she was out of her gourd. I mean, she was really hopped up on drugs. And more than likely, she probably was. She was also a drug addict as well. But she obviously said something that struck officials in Eunice, Louisiana as odd or strange or crazy, because they had her committed on November 20th to the East Louisiana State Hospital in Jackson, Louisiana, which is about an hour and a half or nearly 2 hours to the east of Eunice, Louisiana. And so she got, you know, she was interred into a Louisiana mental hospital where authorities had her committed, and she was telling people at the hospital on the day of the assassination that they were going to kill the president at a Dallas underpass. And it's a very strange tale. She's got to be in the top five strange Louisiana characters associated with the JFK assassination and conspiracy theory.
And so what happened? Rose Sheremy says this, but no one believes her. They throw her, you know, commit her into, I'll call it a mental hospital, and then that all happens.
Yeah.
But then these two troopers obviously had knowledge of it because heard what she had to say, and then
right.
Do they go back and visit her and say, hey, listen, wow, that's why it's so crazy it doesn't show up in the Warren Commission.
Right. Well, yeah, I know it didn't show up in the Warren Commission, but what was interesting was the state troopers, they finally believed her on Friday, and the state trooper called state hospital to get her out and said that they wanted her for an investigation. The hospital officials told her that they had to wait until Monday, and they got her out on a Monday, and they flew into Houston. And that was a very unprecedented move. It would be an unprecedented move today for, you know, state troopers, state police to basically spring a mental patient from a hospital and take her out of state. I thought that was very strange and kind of suspect in a way. But, yeah, and, you know, one of the men, one of the state troopers is still alive to this day, and he refuses to talk about Rose Sheremy. He refuses to go on the record about what he knows and what he saw on the Monday following President Kennedy's assassination. And I have to ask myself, why? You know, why? And this man's name is Wayne Moran. And he was a sheriff in a parish, Evangeline Parish in Louisiana. And he still lives in Ville Platte today, and he still won't talk about it. He wouldn't go on the record for my book. I asked him three times. I even asked him after the book came out. And Lieutenant Francis Frugier, the other guy, and he's kind of one of the main persons of interest in my book, he, in 1967, ended up working for Jim Garrison. Of course, you know, Garrison was the Orleans Parish District Attorney, played by Kevin Costner in the film.
Sure.
And he brought the first case forward in the murder of the president because he was investigating Lee Harvey Oswald, who was from New Orleans and had certainly made a name for himself in New Orleans the summer of 1963. And that's how all these interesting Louisiana characters kind of get tied into to the story of Rose. But she was a much coveted witness, and Garrison wanted her in 1967 for his case, but unfortunately Rose met with an untimely demise in 1965. She was what I call one of these JFK statistics, these unfortunate souls who end up, you know, dead by mysterious causes, or, you know, suicides, or and I gotta tell you, the high amount of unnatural deaths and the probability of that happening is like one in a trillion to the power of six, you know. And you have to ask, well, why were there so many deaths of all these witnesses and people surrounding the case from 1964 to the government did its second investigation in the 70s to 1978? All these mysterious deaths of people who were either supposed to testify or should have testified. And if Oswald was a lone nut, then why all these unnatural deaths? And, you know, I mean, if you just look at the scientific evidence, you just look at the math portion of it, it doesn't make sense. It's highly improbable that all these people surrounding this conspiracy, or, you know, would end up so dead with some untimely demise.
So what's your gut feeling tell you, somebody who's really dug into this, that, listen, hey, there's people that don't want any of this exposed, so let's just get rid of it. Let's do anything we can to eliminate the problem. What, you know, ultimately, is that what you think the end game was here?
Oh, I think so. I think dead ends were a part of the plan for either people like me, truth seekers who were going to come along and investigate later. I mean, they certainly made life difficult for the district attorney, Jim Garrison, out of New Orleans. I think it still goes on today. I mean, you know, I think the part of the conspiracy is long over. Let's not talk about conspiracy more. We're talking about a crime. We're talking about murder. And it's an unsolved murder, according to the Dallas Police Department, the murder of our president. And I think Rose Sheremy definitely knew something about this. How a working girl, and I use that term loosely, I mean, she was a prostitute, and if she was just a junkie and a prostitute, then how did she get in on the conversation? She overheard something about killing the president, and then she got into the vehicle with the men who were supposed to carry out that plot. So we find Rose Sheremy, someone who deals in drugs and prostitution, but she also dealt in information. And I had a theory that maybe she was some sort of operative, some sort, maybe a narc or a mole or someone, an informant working for our intelligence agency, maybe even the Department of Justice. But as it turns out, documentation that was released from the reports of the House Select Committee on Assassinations from the 95th Congress in March of 1979, it was revealed that Rose Sheremy had been both an FBI informant and she had huge connections to the underworld, mainly as part of the Carlos Marcello heroin trafficking network. And Carlos Marcello was like the godfather of Louisiana, a huge kingpin mafioso. And I think the cover-up is still going on today, because I think if you dig deep enough, you'll find instances where our intelligence community in the United States has worked with organized crime before, and I think they still do to some degree.
All right, we're going to continue with more of Todd Elliott and the conspiracy theory over the JFK assassination next here on America Tonight.
Here at MyPatriotSupply.com, our customers are number one. Built on a self-sustaining business model, we don't owe our existence to big banks or big business. Instead, this company was built by you, the customer. The success of My Patriot Supply is a testimony to the loyalty and dedication of each and every one of you. To our old-fashioned values and top-rated customer service. These elements alone have made us the choice of patriots everywhere. We believe that being prepared should not be a luxury reserved by people with large disposable incomes, which is why we have the products you need at the prices you can afford. We bring you our Patriot Pantry brand of storable food, which features top-of-the-line flavors and carefully packed to store for 25 years. Plus water purification systems, non-GMO heirloom seeds, survival gear, all perfect for off-grid living, and much, much more. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com or call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Uncover a simple privacy loophole that can stop the NSA spying thugs in their tracks at privacylockdown.com. The NSA has already shut down hundreds of sites, and to truth be told, they could shut down this operation at any time. See, the privacy loophole I'm about to show you allows you to make all your sensitive information disappear in the next 30 days or less. Go to privacylockdown.com now to take your life off the grid and see the loophole in the NSA and FBI spying machine before they close the loophole forever. Go to privacylockdown.com.
Block off the play action, great protection, going deep down the middle of the field, his pass hangs up in the air, and it is caught! Jacoby Jones at the 10, 5, lunges, touchdown, Ravens!
Luck back to throw, 5-step drop, steps up, gets hit, throws, picked off, intercepted by Dansby at the 20, at the 10, into the end zone, touchdown! Carlos Dansby with a pick 6, and the Cardinals lead it 23-3.
Throws it long down the left sideline, drive.
To the far side to the 30, 35, 40. He's to the 50. He heads back to the right. Can't pitch the ball. And Border Battle 107 ends in a tie. Final score, 26-26. Rivers in the shotgun. Larry with a block. Rivers going end zone looking for a 0-2-2. He has got it! Sheehy! A 0-2-2! Are you kidding? 24 seconds to go! Miracle of miracles! No flags on the field! A 0-2-2! Puts the Chargers on top!
Aiken snaps it. Allen receives it. Moves it away with the left foot. It's a high hanging dish. Good punt with Welker. Starting forward. Now back to where the ball's going to pop. He hit a punt. Go! The snap, the spot, The kick is airborne to the uprights, and the kick is a game winner! The Patriots come back and beat the Broncos! 34-31!
Well, what a shocker. Great job, Matt Johnson, as always, with the highlights. The Patriots rallying and knocking off Denver, as you heard there. You had a couple of big calls where the announcers, the play-by-play guys, you could tell they were hoarse. They were so excited at the end of the game. And that was certainly one of them, because it definitely had the makings for the Broncos to win this thing. In fact, the Patriots were in the hole 24-zip. And what a stunner what they were able to do in OT. I'll tell you what, this is one of those games that rallies the team even more. And I think that this amps the New England Patriots up, because it was an incredible finish for them. You know, Manning threw for only 73 yards in the first 3.5 quarters. Wow. And, you know, goes on an 80-yard drive, and penalties helped the Broncos a couple of times. And in the end, though, it was the Patriots that were able to capitalize, especially, like I said, they were down 24-zip halftime. That's crazy that they came back the way that they did, but that's why you can never count, and you can never count Tom Brady out either, and he certainly showed that in this game. When Tom Brady needed to come through, he came through. Matt, you were watching that game. It was as we were starting the show, and the end of this was just incredible, wasn't it?
I think it at halftime, when it was 24-0, I don't believe anyone really thought the Patriots were going to come around and win that game, because you have Peyton Manning, who in the first half didn't do all that much, but the Denver defense was just destroying the Patriots, creating turnovers, scoring points. They're running the ball all over the Patriots, and all of a sudden they come out in the third quarter and just score three touchdowns, and I can't remember how many minutes it was, but all of a sudden it's just like, whoa, this is a tight ball game all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, crazy. Because all of a sudden Tom Brady, 10 of 10, three touchdowns on passes where it was like 10 or fewer yards downfield, boom, that's what happened in the second half. And when he needed to make the, you know, he hit Gronky when he needed to hit him. Gronkowski, he made huge plays when he had to in the end. But like you said, nobody would have thought coming, being down that far in the hole, that they were going to come back from 24 points. I looked this up. It's the largest deficit overcome to win a game in Patriots history.
Yeah, and it was the biggest deficit Belichick has ever faced as a coach, too. And
wow, that's crazy.
I mean, just like all across the NFL, I feel like, you know, the last couple of weeks you had a good game here and there. Like, I think the Sunday night and the Monday night game last week were pretty good, but overall they weren't great games the last couple of weeks. This weekend had a ton of amazing games that were going into overtime. I mean, that Vikings-Packers came out with how exciting it was, but ending in a tie wasn't that exciting. If you want to, I mean, Vikings involved in another boring game. That's about the fourth
first
or fifth
tie.
One this, yeah, first tie in a while.
First tie since 78, and to end in a tie, 26 apiece after they, you know, exchanged field goals.
That really just showed how inept those offenses are, though, because, actually, Christian Ponder threw a game-winning pass, and Cordero Patterson couldn't hold on to it. But, I mean, that game was, you know, close, goes into overtime, ends in a tie. You had the Broncos-Patriots, already talked about the Panthers coming back to win. You had, was it the Titans coming back and winning against Miami?
Huge.
The Cowboys and Giants game. There were a lot of close ball games where you had these teams coming back from behind in the last minute or two and winning the game.
Yeah, even Tampa Bay, left for dead, the coach being thrown out of town, billboards up all over the place to just get him out. And Tampa Bay wins. They beat Detroit 24-21 in Detroit. No less. Again, another crazy last-minute finish.
And that's
really
another one where you know, the Lions were driving down the field. Calvin Johnson catches the ball and ends up fumbling it right into the Tampa Bay Bucs' hands. And, I mean, that could have set up to be a tie ball game or maybe a win for the Lions right there, too.
Which is crazy because it's the third win for the Bucs. And, it, you know, as this continues, it may save his job because otherwise – It's been crazy what's happened to Tampa Bay. Three straight after losing their first eight.
Also, the team everyone kind of forgets about because, I don't know why, but the Kansas City Chiefs, they get upset by the Chargers in the last second by Philip Rivers with that touchdown call there in the highlight package. That's another game where, I mean, the Chiefs had only lost one game so far, and then they come and just lay an egg against the Chargers in the last second on defense there.
I know, and I would never have thought that either. I'm in a straight-up pool. I've told people this listening where you just pick the games, and I've done pretty well. This week I got four right because of so many last-minute shenanigans. So the Chiefs, as Matt mentioned, they're 9-2 now, and the Chargers coming through that way. They picked up their fifth win because their backs have been completely against the wall. And now all of a sudden, boom, he comes up with the goods, Rivers, when he had to.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think the Chiefs, who have one of the best defenses in the NFL, would give up that many points to the Chargers, let alone you're at home in one of the loudest stadiums in the NFL, and all your defense has to do is stop Philip Rivers, who's been known to make a few mistakes here and there, and he comes through.
Yeah. You know what? You brought up that Minnesota-Green Bay game of it wasn't a great game, but they ended that 26-26 tie. Should the NFL end these games in ties? I mean, they messed around with this a couple of years ago. They changed the rules, and the biggest thing was that if a team that received the ball in overtime first kicked a field goal in the first drive, the other team would have that chance. But, I mean, is this the way these games should end? You should end with a tie? That's crazy.
I don't know. I mean, I think it's good to give each team an opportunity to have the ball, but also I don't think you can extend it more because then you're asking these players to just
play another overtime.
Yeah, an ungodly amount of football, and there's injuries that'll happen if you start getting all these fatigued players out there. Somebody's going to get hurt. I don't know. I think this is a rare thing that's going to end in a tie, so you kind of have to leave it the way it is, I think.
Yeah. You talked about the Titans, and the Titans, what they did is, you know, now they're playing, teams are playing for playoff spots where they, because you're starting to see, because we're, you know, week 13, week 14, week 15, you get down to the nitty gritty. And that was a big win for the Titans to come through the way they did because Oakland really had their number in the beginning, it seemed, and then they end up winning 23-19. So they helped themselves out. The next couple of weeks, you're going to see this, and we'll talk about this more on the air as we move along. But teams are going to really separate those that are kind of on the cut line. I mean, we may end up with some pretty interesting playoffs. Hey, don't forget, we have Nail the Score. We do it once a week. This time, it'll be on Tuesday into Wednesday. We'll try it. I know a lot of you are going to be traveling, but we'll try it anyway. It'll be in our third hour for the last two segments. You can either call us or shoot us an email at americatonight.net.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.